91X News.
It's 8 degrees and foggy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. The SIU has concluded an investigation into a New Year's Eve incident in Trenton. 32-year-old Glenn Horn was arrested that night and charged, among other things, with resisting arrest and assaulting police. Horn repeatedly fought off police and smashed his face against a barred window of the cruiser when he was arrested. Horn complained about head injuries in the morning and blamed the arresting officers. The Special Investigations Unit has concluded there are no reasonable grounds to charge two Quinte West OPP officers with any criminal offense. The Crow Valley Conservation Authority has issued a weather statement warning about the risk of flooding. They say snowmelt has begun to increase flows and levels in the lakes, rivers, and streams in the Crow Valley watershed. That area includes Trent Hills, Sterling Rawdon, Marmara, and lake areas northwest of there. They're urging everyone, especially children, to avoid all dams, bridges, and watercourses until further notice. Big Brothers Big Sisters gets involved in a child's everyday life when it comes to bullying. Dan Canotero has the story.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is making progress to stop bullying, but says more work needs to be done. Everyone is affected by it. The most important thing about being a big volunteer is being someone the child can depend on. Big Brothers Big Sisters Fund Development Coordinator Kira Hurley says she would love if there was a solution to bullying.
I think the best thing people can do is speak up and stick up for people and, you know, say, you know, that's not right and not join in. Because a silent bystander isn't any better than the person bullying.
If you want to get involved in a child's life who's affected by bullying, get in touch with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Dan Canotero, 91X News, Belleville.
This year's Big Music Fest will be a mix of new rock and hot pop. The annual concert at East Zwicks Park will take place on June 16th and will include seven different bands, including Metric, 3 Days Grace, and Marianas Trench. David Joyce is the site manager for Big Music Fest. He says this year they're trying to expand the audience with new sound.
I think it's a broad demographic, and that's the other thing we wanted to. We didn't want to kind of be in one niche musical genre. That's what Big Music Fest is all about. It's kind of, as the saying goes, it's a world of music in one day. We want to kind of give you a flavor of different sounds, and in this case, a very much pop sound, and then, as I say, a modern rock sound.
Joyce feels the music selection is great for the area because of the number of college students and rock fans in the area. He says Big Music Fest took a break from the annual concert last year to focus on getting great bands and making a show that many people will enjoy instead of a mediocre one. As one of the biggest concert events in the area, Joyce feels it will be great for Belleville's tourism and downtown economy.
This is one of the, you know, the biggest draws of the summer for this area, and one of the biggest outdoor concert events in the area, for that matter. So, and it's unique because of its multiple sound here and not just one dimension. That we see a lot of tourists coming to Belleville and a real opportunity to showcase what we can offer here.
Tickets for the 12-hour-long concert go on sale Wednesday, March 21st in a presale, where you can get VIP tickets and access for the price of a regular admission. Normal tickets go on sale for just under $60 Friday, March 23rd. A young girl who spoke out against bullying has helped spawn a massive uprising by adults in the Quinte region. The Parents Against Childhood Bullying has grown to over 86 people on Facebook and an entire set of board members after news broke of Mary's story earlier this week. The PACB will be pressing local school boards and schools to get tough on bullying to help eliminate the issue. The group adds they want education for bullies so they can understand their effects on others. Mayor Rob Ford says he's not going to stop helping kids because of a lawsuit seeking to turf him from office. A Toronto man is alleging Ford violated conflict of interest rules by taking part in a council debate and voting on an issue of financial benefit to his private football foundation. Ford declined to comment on the lawsuit, but says his foundation has helped thousands of kids get an education and get off the streets, and will continue to do so. The U.S. Army sergeant suspected in the shooting of 16 Afghan civilians has lawyered up for his legal battle. Reporter Bryant Thomas has more.
The family of the soldier implicated in last weekend's killings has hired a high-profile defense attorney. John Henry Brown says the Army reneged on a pledge not to return him to the war zone after three back-to-back tours in Iraq, where he'd been wounded twice. And now Brown acknowledges the death penalty is still very much possible.
Certainly not off the table at this point. Our hope that maybe it will be.
At the University of Washington Law School, Professor Mary Fan doubts the case will result in a death sentence.
A military defendant cannot be executed unless the president personally confirms the death sentence.
The soldier's name is being withheld to protect his family. I'm Brian Thomas.
Veterinarians say they and the animals they treat may feel the pain of Canada's drug shortage. Nina Chowdhury has that story.
Veterinarians across the country say production cuts from the Sandoz factory in Quebec are beginning to affect the everyday treatment of the animals that come in for care. Dr. Duane Landels of the Alberta Veterinary Association says many of the drugs prescribed for animals, especially those used for pain control, are exactly the same as those used in humans. Landels says the veterinary drugs are made at the same plant. Concerns about the supply of drugs began earlier this month when the Sandoz Canada plant in Quebec cut production of more than 100 medications and then suffered a fire at that same facility. Nina Chowdhury, The Canadian Press.
That's 91X News, the 1206. Austin Mackay has sports next.
Hi, my name is Marissa. I'm 12 years old. When I was 6 years old, in my first week of grade one, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I wear an insulin pump to manage my blood sugars and keep me alive. But insulin is not a cure. It is a treatment.
Jazz Hair Studio will be providing haircuts and feather extensions for donations to Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation on Tuesday, March 20th at the Shark Tank Pub from 10 to 3. Come support diabetes research to find a cure. Sponsored by Jazz Hair Studio on the cutting edge of downtown Belleville.
Welcome back. The Belleville Bulls play the first of two games this weekend, the final two games before they head into the playoffs. They're in Kingston tonight to play the Frontenacs, but come home tomorrow to try to take a battle of the Wolves. Sudbury's Michael Scarbosa was named the Eastern Conference's smartest player in a recent coaches poll. Malcolm Subban was rated the best shootout goalie, and our Al Capitano, Luke Judson, was rated second in the hardest working player. Seven games in total in the OHL, with Sarnia is in London battling it out as London tries to grab top spot in the West, while Guelph can clinch the final spot in the West with a win over Owen Sound. The Red Hot Flames, Burn and Edmonton, looking to extend their winning streak to six games. Calgary captain Jerome Iginla has scored in six straight games and has eight goals in his last eight games. There are four games, including Montreal at Ottawa. David Desjardins won the game on Wednesday for them in a shootout. Also, Washington heads to Winnipeg, Chicago and Dallas showcase in Texas, and it's a California showdown with LA at Anaheim. Canadian Andrew Nicholson looks to lead 14th seed St. Bonaventure against number 3 seed Florida State in March Madness today. The Bonnies are on a roll after winning the Atlantic 10 tournament for their first NCAA berth since 2000. Top seeds Syracuse and Kentucky advance to the third round of the NCAA tournament, while number 12 VCU and number 11 Colorado were the only double-digit seeds to win yesterday. The Texas Longhorns play at 12:15 today. They'll be led by Canadian point guard Mike Cabongo. The star center of the Orlando Magic has decided to stay with the club.
Orlando Magic center Dwight Howard has elected to remain with the Magic for at least one more season. Howard's decision ends the guessing game that has surrounded the franchise since he first requested a trade 3 months ago. In renouncing his right to an early opt-out of his contract, the three-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year said he wants to bring a championship to Orlando and says his team is now in a great position to challenge for that title. Dave Meyer, Orlando.
Orlando plays New Jersey tonight, a team that Howard almost went to. There's 11 games today. The Raptors head to Memphis to face the Grizzlies. The Grizz have only lost six games at home this season. Other games have two Eastern Conference Giants, Philly and Miami, facing off, and two Western Conference Giants going at it with OKC hosting San Antonio. Star defensive end Mario Williams has signed to a six-year contract signed a six-year contract with the Buffalo Bills. It's worth up to $100 million. Houston took the 6'6", 285-pound pass rusher with the first overall pick in 2006. Top-ranked Novak Djokovic won its straight sets over Nicholas Almagro to advance to the semifinals in the BNP Paribas Open. Anna Ivanovic earned top spot in the women's semis with a straight sets victory over Marion Bartoli. Play continues in Spain. Send us your Team or League spores by email at sports@91x.fm. That's your sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Today, it's sunny and foggy with clearing in the afternoon and the high of 18. Tonight, it should clear out, fog patches developing after midnight and a low of plus 4. Saturday, we should have some sunshine, becoming partly cloudy in the evening. Fog patches dissipating in the morning and a high of 16. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, low of 8 and a high of 17. At 12:10, it's 8 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin Mackay. News is next at 1.